Blog Talk Radio.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
Look, I get it in, I'm my own man. All the ladies say flying, they don't really want to leave them alone. I never follow the crowd, I'm setting my own trends. Baby girl, I'm setting the tone. I'm a trendsetter, 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 ha. I'm a trendsetter, 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 trendsetter.
It is great to be alive, and it is great to be back with y'all. Radio Land, what's up? How are you? I'm your host, Big Izzy, and I am joined by my beautiful and almondy color cool chick. Say what's up to the people.
What's going on, big people of Radio Land? This is Cool Chick. Welcome to WSCP on a Sunday night.
And we also have back our second for our second week, our special guest host, Storm. How are you? Say hello.
Hi, everyone. I'm doing good. Hi, everyone. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It is Father's Day, right? Doesn't that sound bad?
It is.
Shouldn't we, like, already know it's Father's Day? But I feel like for Mother's Day, we put out all the stops. There's cards. People are crying. There's videos. Oh, God, Mama, you did so much. It's like, oh yeah, that's right. Today is Father's Day. Or, you know, Father's Day tomorrow. I guess I got to get my dad a card.
No, you know why I think that is? Honestly, why I seriously think that is, people always say, like, you know, it's not like that on Father's Day and all this and all that. I honestly think that it's because men don't need that as much on Father's Day as women need it on Mother's Day. Like, restaurants are packed all day, all day, all day on Mother's Day. And they're busy on Father's Day, but I don't think as much. But I also think that's because men are more willing to be like, hey, like, let's just barbecue. I'm cool with that. Like, women want to be pampered. Like, they desire an attention that men don't need in that manner. And so I think some people feel like
it's about attention. It's not about attention.
I do.
It's about being fair. So your dad, right, who you expect to be your provider, you expect to have money from college for your dad, you want a car, you go to your dad, you want money for the senior prom and the senior trip, you go to your dad. And it's just like, come Father's Day, you get him, like, socks and, like, some cologne and, like, you know, like an $8 fish dinner. Like, that's cool. Like, you should feel like, no, you should, like, if you really believe that your father is supposed to be your provider, why would you, even if you don't think that he required that kind of attention, why wouldn't you at least offer it?
But who said it's not being offered? Just because it's being offered doesn't mean it's being.
I don't think it is.
You don't think it is?
A lot of guys are like, I don't want nothing, I just want to chill at the house, I want to go play golf, I want a good breakfast set, you know, and they're good. They don't, like, ladies, we want bling, diamonds, can we go out to dinner, can you get me a fur, can you fly me all over the world? Guys don't
a
really
fur.
Want that.
You like getting your damn fur? What's going on now? Cool chick, you want a
really?
Purse for Mother's Day?
You said, do I want a purse?
Yeah, a fur for Mother's Day, like some you know, some R. Kelly, Frank Lucas type.
Oh, a fur. No,
yeah.
I'm not in the fur like that, though. I'm not in the fur like that.
Yeah.
You get no damn Frank Lucas fur.
I want a fur.
Like, I don't.
Yeah, Mama Storm, you ain't getting no damn fur. You're going to get some flip flops, all right, some new rollers. All right.
Some new rollers. Wait, you going to get some flip flops?
I'm working on that.
You going to get the flip flops from Old Navy?
Flip flops, you good?
Have
you
a heel
rollers? You all right? You cool? You all right? You
they better have a heel on them.
Hell no. You get them joints from
the
Burlington Coat Factory.
If they got a heel on them, I'm okay.
Man, some flip flops. You good. You good.
But we love
right.
you guys. We love our dad. Yeah, we love our dads and our extended dads. I do. My dad was the bomb. My kid's dad, even though we're divorced, he is the bomb, and all my brothers are the bomb. So I enjoy, you know, saying happy Father's Day to y'all.
You know what part
well,
that really bothers
shout
me?
I want to give a shout-out to my daddy and say happy birthday to my dad because he is awesome, and he has always been awesome from jump. He has always been there. He has always been proud of us. He has always played the dad role. I never had to question that. So my dad is all things awesome.
That's what I'm
amazing.
Talking about.
And yeah, I'm getting
I'm
him
give a shout-out
to your
dad, too. I do. I really do. You know, he is a cool cat, you know what I'm saying? And because of him and his vision, you know what I'm saying, because of his barber that day in the cologne he was rocking, you know what I'm saying, he was able to go ahead and meet your beautiful, wonderful mother and make you. So, you know, shout out to your pops.
Oh, that was so awesome. Because
when he give you away to me, cool chick.
Was that a proposal?
Nah, see, you're doing too much, Mama Storm. I ain't got money for no ring. I mean, I could put something on it,
okay.
You know.
Right. Oh, sorry.
No, but it's like, you know, I really feel like Father's Day, man, we don't give fathers the credit that they deserve. Like, I just had it in my mind today. I was like, yo, if I saw one of those, like, mom, I'm the daddy, I was like, yo, you're getting blocked. Like, period blank. Like, there is no... There's no coming back. It's like, yo, this is Father's Day. Give fathers their credit. No disclaimers.
Yeah.
It's Father's Day.
I agree
I think
with that.
But,
I do.
But I feel like people are giving fathers credit. I mean, like, I've been off and on the Facebook all day, off and on the Instagram all day, and I've been seeing so many pictures, posting up pictures either of them with their kids or of them with their father saying happy Father's Day, have the best dad. So I feel like the credit is out there. I mean, I don't think that
–
I don't know. I feel like the credit is out there. Yeah, I feel like people are paying attention and paying and giving tribute to their fathers. I feel I feel like it's out there. I don't think – the only thing that bothers me on Father's Day is that there's always a conversation out there about single moms. And
I've been the mother and the daddy.
Oh, man, come on, man. No, man. Like I said, mothers went ahead and got dinner. They got lobster. They got roses. Like, I saw one of my friends, his sister ended up making him something for Father's Day. And the plate looked good. It was like ribs. It was like some potato salad. Like, it looked like it was on point. But I'm sitting there like, yo, why is your sister making you something for Father's Day? Like, what about your baby moms? What about your, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how come they're not, like, shouting at, like, yo, this brother, like, has his kids, like, he's not just a weekend dad, but, like, is, like, active in their lives daily. Why aren't they not, like, celebrating him the same way they would, like, a mother? Like, I don't get it.
Well, maybe they
celebrate
the mother's
day. Well, that might be on that mom on that, though. Yeah, that might be on that mom. You know, some women are still in the stage of if you're not doing for me, you can't see. It's not right. I promise you it's not. But that is the discussion you got to have with that mom because, like, Coochie would say, I've seen some good people, but some people handling Father's Day pretty good. But I also have seen that happy Father's Day to me because I'm mother and father and, you know, I don't condone that. But because it is their day, whether they're good, bad, or not. They produce that child, you know, through.
Well, I'm just looking at it in terms of, like, the attention that you bring and generating the interest and the attention that you generate to the situation. Like, I feel like for Father's Day, there's barely enough credit, and I feel like for Mother's Day, we overdo it, right? So, like, for women, like you said, they want to first. Like, I've seen it, like, done to the point where they're like, yo, it's Mother's Day. Like, everything is shut down. Like, you can't get in a restaurant for an hour and a half or 2 hours. Why is that?
I mean, but it's busy on Father's Day, too. Trust me.
No, not like that.
It is. I work in a restaurant. Well, I had to work earlier today. And we went on a 2-hour wait.
They went on a 2-hour wait. Y'all went on a 2-hour wait
because
people called off.
But I really do believe on the other side of that, men, how many people really want to sit in a restaurant for 2 hours? Men just want to chill. They want to be like, let's get some beer.
Right.
Yeah. How many men? Women will be like, yep, let's do it. But men will be like, yo, let's get some beers. Let's get some barbecue. Let's cook out, have everybody over and be easy. Like, they're not. Most men, not all men, but most men aren't as high maintenance as women. Women want to be coddled, you know what I mean? Have that attention, let's all go out to eat and let's all get pretty and blah, blah, blah. Like, men, like, listen, we about to get some coal and throw some meat on this grill and call it a day, and I'm good. I'll open up my gifts out here. I just think it's just a difference. I don't think anybody is taken away from the fathers.
If you offered to get your mother her hair did you offer your father to get his hair cut?
Yeah, if that's what he wants to do, he can go get his nails done. He can get a massage.
Come on now, Mama Storm. Ain't no grown ass black man about to sit up there and get his damn pedicure in the mall in the window.
Yes, they do. I know a lot of guys that do.
And what city do you live in?
I'm from Detroit.
What city do you live in?
I live in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Atlanta.
And there you have it, Radio Land. I'm not saying. But I'm just looking at you over the top of the glass. Come on, player. You know, big ass, grown ass, rusty, ashy old 54-year-old black man gonna be in the goddamn Peachtree Mall with some damn Asian lady rubbing his damn bunny. Oh, hell no.
I'm gonna take a picture next time and send it to you. I bet you it's on chat.
No, you better not send that foolishness to my phone. In the name of Jesus.
So, Izzy, what would you like to see done for Father's Day? What would you like to see?
Listen,
be your perfect?
Listen, if you. You see a grown man in the mall. Yo, straight up, man, got his jeans rolled up to his knee, man. Got them bunions soaking in that water, man. Oh, my God. Yo, man, like, yo, kill yourself.
Yes. Oh, so, Izzy, what would be your perfect Father's Day?
What did I do for Father's Day?
What would be your, you know, what would be your perfect Father's Day?
I don't know. I'm going to cross that bridge when I get there. See, look, I'm 35 with no kids, right? I understood that. Financially, I wasn't in a position to go ahead and have kids, so I wasn't one of those folks, you know, who went down there and had kids and required somebody else to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? I think that the foundation and the building blocks for family starts with, this is just for me as a 35-year-old man. Here's where I'm at in my life. For me to go ahead and really want to bring a woman into my life, bring a child into my life, like, I have to have my life together. Like, I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, like, have my kids running around like, yo, daddy, I'm hungry. And I'm like, you know, I can't take care of that. Like, those are immediate needs. That's the one thing about kids. They always have, like, immediate needs that have to be met at the drop of the dime, you know. So I really, really think that, you know, a lot of people should be more fiscally responsible. I'm not saying that if you're not exactly where you want to be that you can't just absolutely have kids. But, again, I don't think it's fair. Just, again, this is me. I don't think it's fair for me not to have kids to pay for other folks to have kids. Like, no, you pull the money out of my check and I don't even got kids and you made a decision to have kids. And anyways, that's a whole nother story.
But that's a good way to be, ladies in Radio Land. Y'all
here for the
easy.
You know, it's a good one. Shit, little bastard, you can't put them on layaway or nothing. You know what I'm saying? They want them crunch berries right now. What? Let me ask you this, Cool Chip. What did you do for your dad for Father's Day?
Well, good thing he's not listening, hopefully. But
I might have called him in a blast. I might have sent your pops the inbox. Like, yo,
really?
I'm trying to, you know what I mean? Yeah, I might have, you know what I'm saying, hollered at him. You know what I'm saying?
I'm getting him surprising him
with, I don't know why in my mind I feel like he's listening and I'm about to totally ruin the surprise, but I think
he's probably
listening.
Shouldn't
he's probably
say
not,
it then.
You act like if you act like if he hears it, he's not going to be surprised. It's Father's Day,
I
so
know,
he gets to
I
get the present today. It doesn't matter. It's
no, he's actually not gonna be able to get it tomorrow because the tickets don't go on sale until tomorrow to see Janet Jackson in September. So I'm buying his tickets to see Janet Jackson in September.
You got him a backstage pass?
No.
Wow, you asking for a
I
lot.
I think you should
that's
get
like
him a backstage.
Okay,
oh, see, there you go, Radio Land. Wow, you asking for
what?
A little bit too much. You're trying to get him some backstage pass to see Janet. Look, you possibly might try to get that thing. You might want to, you know what I'm saying? You might throw in that little double-breasted stool. Might still have it. Why not? Listen, I'm just saying, there should be no limits to Father's Day like there's no limits to Mother's Day. And yo, for real, you know what I want to
say?
Well,
who said there was a limit? Is it bad? Is it bad
right.
that I'm giving him tickets?
No, I'm just saying if you value Father's Day as much as you do Mother's Day, you should have got him the backstage passes. You should have got him the, you know what I'm saying, the date with Janet, you know what I'm saying? You should have, you know, did all of that. I'm sure you know some people who know some people.
Who knows some people?
You can't make that happen.
Oh, my
That's too
goodness.
Much.
Oh,
you can't get
my
away with
goodness.
That.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on. Listen, fellas, man, if y'all out there, y'all know how tough it is for men on Father's Day. I'm not saying you don't get love, and I'm not saying it hasn't improved. I'm not saying that, but I am saying it's not Father's Day compared to Mother's Day. It's nowhere near the same, and I think it's nowhere near the same because the expectations that the children have, you know what I'm saying, that they give towards their kids. And I'm guilty. I bought my pops some, Denny's today. Got him some Denny's. Was like, yo, what's up? Are you good? He was like, oh, hey,
You got him some Denny's today?
Nigga got the moons over my hemi and kept it pushing.
That was
black people to eat there. Listen, black folks eat Denny's. They eat Denny's and they don't eat nothing else.
They eat Denny's? I'm going to eat
there. Come on, Mama Storm. You don't eat at Denny's?
No, I promise you. I never. I don't eat at Cracker Barrel.
You eat Denny's, the Waffles House, and everything else.
Oh, no, no,
Cracker
no, no.
Barrel.
I'm a cook. I'm a cook in my house type of chick. Really? For real? And then if people tell me they don't like me and they don't want me to eat it, I don't want to go there to eat because they might put something in my food. Like I might do if, you know, at there. So I promise you, I don't eat at there.
Who's telling you to put something in somebody's food, Mama Storm? What the hell?
And then they said that they had the lawsuit that they don't want.
No, it's been a whole lot of fights
go
at the club. It's got folks mad when black folks come in these things 2 a.m. But just regular black folks are sliding in for lunch. It ain't nothing that bad.
Mm-mm. So
okay,
when you get the receipts that say all of that on the receipts, this was the black nappy hair when the black fat people. That's not the same.
No, hey, y'all.
How about this? How about my older brother's listening to the show online, and he just texted me. He said that my dad's not there, and so he doesn't know about the surprise. So, Dwight, I know that you're listening,
oh,
so don't tell Dad because it's a surprise.
Yo, Dwight.
That's
send
right.
Your pops that inbox, man. Ask him, could I? You know what I mean? I'm trying to come into the fold, fam. You know what I mean? Listen, I'm a good dude. Yo, Dwight, I work 3 jobs. I ain't got no kids, no baby mama drama. Yo, man, I'm going to send you that inbox, dog. Cool chick, I'm going down your friend's
don't
list right
tell
now.
Him
Word. I'm in there. Can I say something though, for real? I don't think that these guys get enough credit. It's hard enough being like a father and a parent, but what about the stepdads? Can we talk about them?
Can we
talk about the stepdads who had to deal with the BS with baby daddy hating? The absentee baby daddy hating, then all of a sudden the stepdad came around, now all of a sudden
the guy that was missing trying to be super dad, and he fought through that. He fought his way to your heart after baby daddy broke it down. He rebuilt that joint piece by piece, layer by layer, brick by brick, kiss by kiss. And he sat there and put those bad, nappy-head-ass kids on his goddamn insurance, and is paying for it every month. And he got the mother and the father not giving him his credit. There's a brother out there right now who's making hot dogs and eating some ramen noodles and just had $217 pulled out, and he ain't get nothing for Father's Day. Brother, if you're out there, if you're listening, don't kill yourself. Don't hit her upside the head. Don't poison those kids, brother. We see you, and we salute you, my brother.
We salute you.
Because listen, it is tough being a parent, and it is even. It's 10 times as worse being a step-parent. A stepdad?
Yeah.
I tried it. I can't. Listen, not me.
You're trying to be a stepdad? What?
Listen, I dated folks that had kids before. This is a long-term thing.
And so what was you doing? What kind of stepdad was you being?
I was doing the wrong damn thing because those bastards ain't deserve me. Hell no. Listen. Never again. You got two or more kids. Listen, Radio Man, I love y'all. I know some great single moms out there. You're trying to do it. Baby daddy may be around. Y'all may be great at co-parenting. Baby daddy may not be around. He may be locked up, dead, shot up, whatever. Listen, you got two or more kids. Take your ass to hell on. Step off to the left. Go that way. You are replaceable. I can't mess with you. Oh, no.
They got one kid, you could probably roll with that.
It's like spades. You got one in the possible, or that's it. You got two or more? No. I'm making the boo-boo face.
You're not going to be able to do it.
I can't. All right, listen, I ain't got nothing but love for you.
Well, I say the guys I know, you guys are awesome. The ones that I tried and the step-parent mothers and step-children, y'all be good to those dads. They need love, too, and they doing their best. So give them some love and a gift.
All right. We're going to talk about this just a little bit more coming back from the other side of our break. We're going to go ahead and get into a break, get into some music, and then come back and tell you a little bit about our sponsors and continue on with the show. Is that cool with everybody?
Very cool with me. Let's do it. Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows. From the north to south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be are oil wasted on the ocean and upon our sea, fish full of mercury. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby our sight. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more do you from men? Can't you stand?
All right, everybody, but welcome back to WSTT Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, Radio Land, we're back. WSTT Radio. We got some sponsors who like are really like trying to like help us and providing a platform to you guys. Cool. So can you go ahead and let the folks know who they are?
We do. Everybody that's out there listening, you can sign up for text message reminders by texting STT to 760-670-3130 or just visit our website at settingthetoneradio.com. Again, that number is 760-670-3130 or visit our website at settingthetoneradio.com. Also, our podcasts are now featured on both Stitcher Radio and TuneIn. Simply download either app from your phone, tablet, or computer and visit and search for Setting the Tone Radio. Also, our podcasts are on iTunes. Visit the iTunes store and search for Setting the Tone Radio, where you can subscribe automatic downloads. Also, we are expanding. Look out for us as we head our way to iHeartRadio, and we will keep you posted on that.
Mom Storm, what's
there
up? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. I'm over here waiting for you guys.
You over there sipping something? What you over there with some peach schnapps?
Where is the world? Ain't that a chaser or something? No. I stay on a different level. I'm a wine girl.
Are you like wine girl?
You're a wine girl.
Like some barefoot wine?
Yeah, I like
some barefoot Moscato?
No. No, no Moscato. I'm a Shiraz, I'm an Italian wine, a Barcelona wine. I'm a Spain wine type of girl. I got a little bit going on with myself.
What about you, Coach?
Wine,
you over there sipping on something?
Nah, some water.
Yeah, I couldn't do it myself.
How about you, Izzy? What you sipping on?
I know
I'm
that's right. What you sipping on?
I am sipping on life. I'm sipping on the spirit of discernment. I'm actually brooding, though. I'm really, really brooding.
You're
because the next
what?
Topic, I said I'm sipping on this. Brooding, yeah, I'm a little bit brooding. I'm trying to be, like, not too turned up, but for real, probably on a scale of, like, 1 to 10, I'm probably at, like, a 30. And the reason is the next subject that we got, it really, really, like, it bothers me. Because I think for as many steps forward as we've taken in this country that, you know, a lot of our, you know, elders, grandmothers, great-great-grands, 5-6 generations back have built, for as many steps as we've taken forward, we've taken probably 2, 3, or 4, if not 5 steps backwards.
Yeah.
And it's at the point now where it's just like, I feel like every day that I wake up, it's going to be some more bizarre story, and I'm going to be like, yo, you couldn't have made this up. Like, I wonder, do people
Izzy, let me go ahead and play a clip so we can kind of introduce this topic to our viewers via the clip. And then after that clip, it's only about a minute or so long, then we'll really delve into this conversation, all right?
Fair enough.
The attack came 2 months after the fatal shooting of Walter Scott in neighboring North Charleston that sparked major protests and highlighted racial tensions in the area. The gunman, 21-year-old Dylan Roof, was attending a Bible study meeting at the church, sat there for an hour, and at the end of that hour, opened fire and told the worshippers, "I have to do it. You rape our women and you're taking over our country and you have to go." According to witnesses, Roof loaded and reloaded his gun 5 times during the Marathon Murder Fest. He spared one woman, apparently specifically telling her, "I'm not going to shoot you because I want you to tell everyone what happened." There were 3 people in total who survived the shooting, including a 5-year-old girl whose grandmother told her to play dead, and that is how she survived. Roof was recently arrested after a report of a suspicious vehicle and was reported to be cooperative with the officer who stopped him. Authorities currently believe that the shooter acted alone, and CNN is reporting that Roof was armed with a gun when he was apprehended.
All right. So there you go. That is our next topic. Of course, everyone has heard about it. Everyone is talking about it. The shooting that took place Wednesday night in Charleston, South Carolina. So, Izzy, I interrupted you a little bit before we went to that clip, so I want you to go ahead and continue on your feelings about this whole thing. Just kind of, what do you think about Dylan? What do you think about the fact that it took place in Charleston? Just express
what I think about the situation, first of all, and I apologize for my mouth, all right, because I'm not trying to be vulgar. I'm not trying to be offensive, but I'm trying to find the words that can eloquently
say this, how pissed off I am.
First of all, this situation, as tragic as it is, isn't the issue of one man's sickness. It's not the issue of one man's life trauma or turmoil, right? Nine more people who lost their lives, right? Listen to me, black folk. Nine more people who lost their lives was a result of us pandering, right, as a people, and not really, really doing everything, number one, that we can to go ahead and defend ourselves. And it's also just another thing as a result of racism. In 35 years, I've come to the realization that racism is just as worse as any other kind of criminal act, right? Racism can lead you to discriminate someone from not getting a job that they necessarily deserve. Ask Rachel. Racism can lead you to go ahead and kill people, right, who have got nothing to do with, you know, whatever bullshit is going through your head. Again, the clip just said that he says, you're raping our women and taking over our country, but these are the folks who are living their life to try to be better and in a church and praying. For crying out loud, you sorry cocksucker, I hope that they put you in the jail with the most Negroes that they can possibly find in South Carolina. I hope that there's black prison guards, and I hope that they all turn their backs on you when you go to the shower. And I hope for the life of me that they go ahead and get to intimately explore every hole, nook, crevice in your pink, white little ass. I hope that they get you and they do you just as filthy as you did those folks that you shot. You have a gunman who comes into a church and sits there and then open fires on folks that he knows will offer no kind of resistance. You didn't go into the ghetto of South, you know, Charleston. You didn't go, you know, to a gun range. You didn't go to a nightclub where folks were drinking and just came from some 2 Chainz or Gucci Mane concert, you know, high off whatever the hell they be high off of it and try to start no fight. No. You went to a church. It's blasphemous. It's terrible. Listen, and I really hope that they fry that little bastard. I want to say shouts out to the folks who are still out there praying, to the victims' families who found the strength to lean on God and say, you know what, hey, we're still going to make it through this. We're not going to, you know, distrust God. And to the brother who sat there and had to listen to all that BS, who, you know, found the strength and the resolve not to choke that bastard out when they was trying to read him his rights and he had his first hearing. God bless you all, because this is, I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. I really am. It's at the point now where it's beyond ridiculous. It just hurts. And I feel like it's open season on black folks, and I don't feel like anybody is doing anything, you know, other than talking about it to try to go ahead and really, really protect us as a people.
Now, speaking of people and the community and the fact that he took us to a church where, again, you know, is a place where had he walked into, say, a club or a mall, he may have been attacked, you know, from some area, you know, from someone coming from a different way. So you're right. It is interesting that he chose a place where people aren't going to fight back. So, you know, speaking on that and speaking on the community and just, you know, the fact that he took 9 lives and how this just changes the feeling of the community and how obviously this affects so many people, including his family as well. You know, a lot of people spoke on forgiveness and should they forgive and should they not forgive, especially with this, again, being in a church. So there was a conversation about it, just a little bit of a clip I want to play for you guys.
where someone is speaking on forgiving Dylan and his actions. So it's just a 30-second clip. We'll talk about this, and then, Storm, I want to get your thoughts on this topic on the other side.
Okay. Okay.
Something very precious away from me. I would never talk to her ever again. I would never be able to hold her again. But I forgive you. And have mercy on your soul. You hurt me. You hurt a lot of people. But God forgive you. And I forgive you.
So, Storm, you have somebody who, your brother, your sister, your mother, your grandfather, your aunt, your uncle, went to Bible study on a Wednesday like they normally do. Then you get the word that a young man walked into the church and with every intention in his body shot and killed your family member. How do you respond? Do you forgive, or how do you respond to the situation? I mean, is it crazy for people to say they forgive, or is it the right thing to do? I mean, you know, a lot of people say when you hate, you breed hate. You give more hate. So if we hate him, are we just as wrong as he felt about us?
For me, I really have a problem with that. I'm definitely with Izzy. I'll start with, this is my first thing. His death sentence was when they stopped the car up. It should have been shot up like set it off. First thing I said when I seen it, blow the head off of his neck. Or the head off his neck. I know the Bible. I know not as well as the people that were able to stand up and say, we forgive you. We actually enjoyed you in Bible study. And to hear this jackass say, I almost didn't do it because they were so nice to me. Come on. And to listen to the judge with anger speak about his parents and them being victims before you were able to speak to these real victims that were sitting in this court, for them to be able to say, I forgive you and God have mercy on your soul, they probably would have had to leave me out of the courtroom because they would have been, I am going to try to make sure that there is somebody on the inside and whatever tools I have to send them to make sure you and your parents and that judge and the system of the old prejudice, and because you've been raping our sisters, the white man, you brought your ass, drugged your white woman up with Valium so she can lay in the bed and look out the window and lust after the black man that you done. Stay out here so I can go in there and rape your wife and make all these light-skinned babies and you. And I'm mad because y'all are trying to take over the world. We've been took over the world. That's why you brought us over here. So your anger is not just your anger. You a 21-year-old young man. I'm not there yet where the forgiveness. And I know I probably should be, but I'm not there yet. We've been forgiven for so long and crying and marching and turning the other cheek. I have absolutely no more cheek. You know, when are they going to see their kids with their heads smashed in the ground by a black knee or gun to their head because they walk out the door? Or it's no excuse. I don't forgive them. I haven't. Maybe down the line I will. I just don't have it yet. And I would like revolutionary things done. But that's just me. And, you know, my kids try to help me keep it under wraps. But I did like it. I don't like it. And a lot of that, I just don't like it. And when will something be done other than marching, crying, and praying? And I know prayer gets a lot done, so prayer warriors, please don't come after me, but I'm just Sheila right now, and I feel strongly for my people, and you know, we got to stop. Everybody said, when is change going to come? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Hell, he's a racist white nigga, because nigga ain't got no color, and you did some bull, cowardly bull, probably behind one of your older or several of your older white teachers. That's how I feel. I don't like it. I don't like him.
You know, it's interesting because he said that, you know, the news is saying that he did this to start a race war. But I kind of feel like there's not really a war going on. You know what I mean? I mean, when on my way to work this morning, I passed by several churches and I noticed that there was a police presence outside, though. So they're kind of being very vigilant right now as to everything that's going on. Especially, you know, being down here in Atlanta in the South, I'm pretty sure they're being very vigilant.
Yeah.
So I noticed that. But there doesn't appear to be a race war. I mean, obviously, there's a lot going on right now in terms of race in the country, you know, and it's sad that we have to experience this in 2015. You know, you want
we've been experiencing it in 14, 15, 13.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, it hasn't seemed to stop. It seems to maybe pick up speed when President Obama came in office because he just said what white people been wanting to say forever. You're taking over. If a person is taking over your territory, you fight back with what you fought won years ago. Let me beat it out of them. Let me confine them. Let me kill them. So we gonna try.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we losing control, so let us pull them back like that. You know, this young man is just... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just
saying,
this young
apparently
man
he has,
said what they've been wanting to say.
We keep cutting each other off.
I know.
Well, apparently he has a big Izzy. I'm not sure if you saw this too, but apparently they can't confirm the authenticity behind this, but I'm supposedly the shooter... Dylan Storm Roof, who was 21 years old, he released a manifesto on a website, and this is how it reads. He says, I have no choice. I am not in the position to go alone to the ghetto and fight. I chose Charleston because it is the most historic city in my state and at one time had the highest ratio of blacks to whites in the country. We have no skinheads, no real KKK, no one doing anything but talking on the internet. He says, well, someone has to have the bravery to take it to the real world, and I guess that has to be me.
Wow. Wow. So
yes, I don't want to base my thoughts on some,
but does it,
you know,
sound
some,
like
some
he's saying that
from,
it's cowards,
you know,
there?
A couple of, you know, whatever. I don't. If he said that, I don't believe that. Because like I said, how brave are you? 60, 70, 80-year-old women. If that constitutes as bravery, you might just really be fucking retarded. Like, and who could be the bozo like that would listen to him? Speaking of the news and their response or lack thereof, I want to say shout out to Jon Stewart. If you have a chance to go on the web and listen to his response, he had a very, very good social commentary. But for the rest of the news, I find it very, very offensive and almost inflammatory that they just refuse to call this sorry POS, you know, a bigot and a racist. And they don't want to talk about it as a hate crime because that's exactly what it was.
What it
is.
Yeah.
I don't. It's funny, you don't hear Mayor Rudy Giuliani saying, hey, this is a terrible thing, this was a hate crime, you know, but then as soon as they had something about the Baltimore riots, they wanted to talk about how black folks were very self-destructive, there's just inward hate. You know, you had a million and one folks going on, you know, social media on their own timelines and posting, yeah, black folks, y'all don't need to be rioting. That's just not the right thing to do. You know, and you had our own, you know,
president, and this is, like I said, is sometimes I like to pat the brother on the back. Sometimes I just scratch my head, and I'm like, yo, what the hell is wrong with you? What the hell is
Speaking
wrong
Speaking of the president, I do have a clip I want to play on the president talking about the history of the church. Obviously, this has come up a lot in conversation throughout the week, and just the history behind the church. Again, him saying why he chose this church and that kind of thing. So we'll listen to this, and then we'll listen to this. And then, actually, let's take a quick break, and we can come back, have a little bit more of a conversation, and do our final tone, because the clock is ticking. So,
okay. This is a place of worship that was founded by African-Americans seeking liberty. This is a church that was burned to the ground because its worshipers worked to end slavery. When there were laws banning all black church gatherings, they conducted services in secret. When there was a nonviolent movement to bring our country closer in line with our highest ideals, some of our brightest leaders spoke and led marches from this church's steps. This is a sacred place in the history of Charleston and in the history of America.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
All right, everybody, welcome back to WSCT Radio on this Sunday. We are talking about the shooting that took place in Charleston, South Carolina, on Wednesday night. And we're just letting the thoughts flow, basically, right now at this time. Izzy, what you feeling like over there? Big Izzy.
Hello?
Did we lose him?
I'm not sure.
Storm, you there?
I thought I heard him. Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
Hello? I'm sorry.
Yes,
Izzy,
yes.
There he is.
Yeah, no, I
you
was
were, you
face
was in stomach. Your feelings over there?
My fat face hit the mute button. I just find it utterly ridiculous that our own black president can't, you know. I feel like I would be satisfied if he was like, if Obama was just to get on the CNN news podium and be like, all right,
this bullshit like enough is enough. Next person will do some dumb shit like I'm getting you out of there. Like, when Saddam did dumb shit, they pulled him off the table. When Osama did his hate crimes and did what he did, like, they pulled him off the table. Like, these cops, they need to stop being afraid of, like, charging them and, like, you know, sentencing them the crimes when they're sitting up here beating the hell out of people who aren't doing anything wrong on camera. And it's just like, it's enough. Like, how very strategic you talked about the history of the church, but not about the action of the racist white bastard who went into the very historic church that he so violently desecrated.
From Livingston, you drove from Livingston.
Where was the scathing remarks about white boys and race and how they have daddy issues and how the white community is self imploding? Where were those remarks?
Well, I don't think they're there because it's the white people that's doing it.
Well, no. I'm talking about Obama. Obama had very, very choice words about the way that black folks conducted themselves, who were very, very upset about, you know, the brother Freddie Gray getting his head cracked in by police. He made no bones about it. There was no issue about it. He said it. He directed it at us. And I think in some instances he was absolutely right. But then he also went a step further, right, with his white side and said, oh, well, you guys are just thugs. What about this? How come you can't call a spade now, Obama? It's just like, stop all the pandering, man. Like, it's sad. It's so sad.
But Izzy, you know, he got to be kind of, he got to be neutral.
He don't got to be nothing but what he is. The leader of the free world, a black man. That's what he's got to be.
But he can't go on there and say,
I'd have been on there and be like, look.
The police, he can't do that.
Come on, man. He got to
be neutral.
He's not being neutral.
So how would you go on there and take care of it, Izzy?
I'd have been like, look, I'm checking your phone records right now, Dylan. I'm finding out all the people who you're being, you know, who you've talked to. And if I find that you're in any way tied to some sort of skinhead or bullshit ass, I'm going to find you, you know. Your computers would have been seized. If I find out you was on the internet in some fucking skinhead chat room, I'm killing you and everybody you got on the phone with. This racism shit is out of control. Listen, if you're a Nazi, a skinhead, a Klansman, a Grand Dragon, you better get low because I'm coming right now. I'm signing some papers, some documents. Somehow, some way, we're going to shoot you and it's going to be legal. I'd have had black folk dancing in the goddamn streets. They'd have had to impeach me inside of 10 or 15 minutes because I promise you, I had SEAL teams from everywhere dropping in, sniping at people.
Uh-oh.
Operation Dark Horse.
God
damn it.
That's a good one. All right. We heard it from history.
Did you guys know that Dylan...
Hello?
Hello?
Who?
He said this.
Cool
do we
chick.
Know Dylan?
Cool chick. I
His
think
sister
you're,
was.
Yeah.
There you go.
Can you hear me? Am I live?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. You're back.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that Dylan's sister was supposed to get married this week? Of course, it's been postponed, but.
Why has it been postponed? She was going to marry somebody black?
Right, that's the only reason you would need to post up. Because his uncle said if he was a sniper, he'd take him out. So, I mean, why post? I'm with you on that. Postpone it for what? I mean, you
probably
didn't go
postponed
through the shoot.
It because there's okay. So they probably postponed it because let's talk about this. The people in the church, most people are expressing forgiveness. But as we all know, there are a lot of people out there in these streets that don't forgive him. And if anybody got word that there was going to be a wedding, who's to say that they wouldn't go in retaliation and shoot up the family?
Well, he'd have had a
revolution. That's how they do it in Detroit. Yeah, that's how they do it in Detroit.
You know,
I killed you.
He had a real reason to hate some Negroes. It wouldn't have been some made up thing in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mean,
what if somebody really would
have
went over there and
deal
raped
with.
The sister? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right, but I'm just saying, like, what if it would have happened? Like, that's crazy.
Because the people that were sitting in the church, they didn't know they was going to get killed, even if they don't get married this week. Okay, say you decide to have a wedding next week. What's to say nobody going to come blow the church up next week? So,
I would think that if you postpone it this weekend, you'll postpone it for a little while. At least, I mean, because, you know, the family is probably being investigated. They probably want to get in touch with Dylan. Like, you really can't focus on saying, I do, and you have all of this. Your story with your sibling is being nationalized across TV screens everywhere in America. There's no way that you can mentally focus on just having wedding. Like, that's a happy moment. But your brother is being committed of you know, he's looking at charges for 9 counts of murder. You can't have a wedding.
Now, yo,
you gotta put that bad boy.
Shout
you
out
gotta
to
put that bad boy up until like next
down
month.
Because remember when Shiv Knight ran over
year.
Two people, his bail was set for $30 million. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
when the brother
he started fading and passing out, so he got past that bit. Oh no,
it's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
They'll never be able
tonight,
to excuse it.
Though,
that's your family. Yeah, you and that family. He did it. Y'all got to deal with it. I don't think if y'all will never get married. Oh well, the guy that she about to marry probably thinking twice. Anyway, like I'm getting ready to marry into this, so it might not happen no way.
Family.
So she don't need to worry. Yeah, she don't need to worry too tough. He probably ain't gonna stay around.
But to make sense, she would need to push that wedding back to like next year. Seriously, I mean, because this is news, and granted, everything, you know, there's. You know, he's been arrested now. We're not even a week into the story, you know, so obviously this is something that's going to be talked about for some time now. So her best bet, I would say, is just to push the wedding back to, like, next year if, like you said, I mean, the fiancé could look at this whole situation and be like, nah, y'all crazy. I'm gone.
Yeah.
He could.
He's like, boo,
you know,
this ain't what I signed up for. Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
People at my job talking. I can't go to the restaurant. You know, South Carolina ain't but so big. So he probably like, you know what? You come with too much baggage. Like Izzy said, you got two or more kids, it's a wrap, boo.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, tonight in South Carolina, a unity chain will be held on the bridge, on one of the bridges there, the Offer Ravenel Jr. Bridge. The organizers hope to attract enough people to hold hands that stretch from Charleston to the town of Mount Pleasant, which is on the other side of Cooper River. So people are going to be coming out into the streets of Charleston this evening and hopefully holding hands and gathering. Again, you know, Dylan was saying that he wanted to start a race war, but it sounds like the community is coming together and just really kind of trying to support each other during this time. And, I mean, because, again, like
Man,
you said, Charleston isn't that big.
So black folk. You go out there and hold your hands. But you keep your damn pistol in the back of your
watch
damn
watch your hands, you're holding.
Fuck that.
You done said that.
I don't hold nobody goddamn.
Just like you sat in that church and enjoyed every bit of what you were sitting in there, and you still went and did what you had to do. Okay, I hold hands with my kids here at the house, but that just ain't enough.
So, moving forward, how do we as a people respond to this? Like, what do we do moving forward? Like, are we supposed to, are there people out there who are cutting off ties against people against people of the opposite race because of this? I mean, are we losing faith in humanity because of incidents like this, or is there really a bigger impact on what has already been built and we just continue to build off of that? I mean, we have interracial relationships. We have people of all different ethnicities, best friends. You know what I mean? Like, so what do we do moving forward after we experience a situation like this in America?
For me personally,
I don't think one person's actions, you know what I'm saying, reflect, you know, the actions of a whole people. You know, I have a couple of white friends, and they've always shown me through their actions that they're you know, friendly people. To be friends with someone, my pastor always says, to be friends with someone, one must often show themselves to be friendly. You know, so you treat others how they treat you. If you're getting a kind of vibe from somebody that they've always been kind of shaky and they, you know, kind of been like an iffy, sometimey kind of friend, well, that's probably who that person is, and you probably don't need them in your life. You know, no new friends at this point. You know, but I don't think it should necessarily breed hatred for a whole nother race. Because like I said, that's what this guy was trying to start. So you beat him by not feeding into that. But at the same point in time, I would be an effing liar if I said I didn't want to take me and like two other dudes and just go stomp this dude out.
Right.
And be every bit of the nigga that he was afraid of that was going to take, like, no, like, that's how you should. Should be no firing squad. They should literally go just stomp you out.
Right.
That's
court,
how you should
no
leave
good,
this earth.
We gotta...
No, no
yeah.
court, no jury. They should
court,
put it on pay-per-view.
You eating for free. You sleeping in the air. You got clothing. You got food. And we're paying for it. No, that's not necessary.
They should stomp this dude out.
Again, you've had several teachers. Now, the way I feel about it, to help, I feel like right now this world between natural disasters and all of these other disasters, our children, because I know between my son and all of his friends, they graduated in Magnet. We got about four engineers coming up. We got radio broadcasting. We got to get eyes off the street and realize this world has crumbled bridges, everything. We are going to need you guys to build it up and take over. And instead of us depending on anyone, and I'm not going to say they depend on us, because that's a hard bridge to toe as well. But put yourself in a position. Get your ass off the street. Pull your drawers up and don't talk to me any kind of way.
Please
our
pull your drawers up.
Adults.
Please pull them things up.
Yeah,
nobody want to see that now.
God. Nobody.
Oh,
I mean, really, and why don't you understand? How about you look at your friend and it should show you that looks nasty as hell. And then that should make you want to pull. But as mothers, fathers, extended family, pull your damn pants up. We got to be that pull-up person. And how about tell me something that you did positive to move this world forward this week? If you can't tell me this week, I'm going to ask you again Monday. You better be able to tell me something. We got to do our part. And, you know, we need some black folk on the police force. Get out of jail and get on these forces that you can make a difference. I think that would help a lot. Let us rule the place. Like they already said we're taking over, so damn, take over correctly. Take it all over.
She said, just only do it then, right?
Yeah.
She said, just only do it.
Yeah, because we get all the talking. I just can't cry no more. I can't cry out. All my cheeks is used up.
Right. I hear you. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's like, man, I hope we get better. I hope we get into a better place. And then it feels like every time we turn around, there's another story in the news. You know what I mean? So it's like, what? Yeah. What is going on?
Because they're like, don't nobody want to hear that. Yeah. They're like, don't nobody care about them being mad. They ain't going to do nothing. But march and cry and pray, and that's how they feel. So, just like a bully, you keep on getting away with it, you're going to keep on doing it.
Mm-hmm.
let them get away with
well,
it.
Well,
my final tone is I think more black folks need to be aware of their surroundings, arm themselves. You know,
yeah.
You don't. It's the saddest thing in the world to hear another unarmed black person die at the hand of somebody else. That's the problem. If you have a disagreement with somebody who feels like if you're black and they feel like they're threatened, they feel like they have the right to take your life. And it's just like, no, it doesn't kind of work like that. My life and my liberty and my freedom are God-given inalienable rights. And if you try to take either, you know, you don't got to prove, you ain't got to go out there threatening the people trying to say what you would do. You just need to go ahead and act accordingly.
Yes, do
black
it.
Folks, you have the right to legally arm and protect yourselves, and I hope that you exercise that right indiscriminately. Black folk against other black folk, white folk, police, whoever. Anybody has, you know, thinks that they have the right to go ahead and, you know, detain you somewhere off over some BS. I'm not saying if you're wrong, just to start going ahead, pull out guns and start shooting people. I'm not saying that. But you're somewhere and then somebody's looking at you and, hey, you look like some guy or, hold on, you took my iPhone. What? That's my final tone.
Yeah.
Mama Storm, what's your final tone?
My final tone is on a positive note. I love my fathers out there, and I hope that all of you had an awesome, awesome Father's Day. I send a prayer up for all of the people that lost a loved one in South Carolina. Jackass Dylan, you and your folk, hey, you already know, boo, y'all get, you know, y'all's rewards, how you gonna get them. And I hope everybody have an awesome week coming up and make a lot of money. Okay.
I know that's right, make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Definitely, I want to piggyback off of that. Happy Father's Day to all the awesome fathers out there. I also want to send a special day to my future baby daddy, Big Izzy, on the radio. I appreciate you. So happy future Father's Day to you.
Yeah.
Put that in the hashtag, baby.
Hashtag future baby father. Nah.
My baby father.
All right.
Little B.
Right? B-A-W. All right. And just
right.
In light of everything that has taken place this week over there in Charleston, South Carolina, I just want to send love to everyone in the community during this time. And my wish for everyone is to hug somebody. Hug somebody you don't normally hug. Hug somebody if they just look like they need a hug. Hug somebody just because we definitely need to just start loving on each other more and not being, not carrying around so much anger. So we got to start just really, really being patient with each other and just really, really giving love to each other. And listen, you know, when someone is speaking to you, they may need you. I know individually everybody has something going on, and that's a lot. But also sometimes we need to take the time to be there for somebody else because somebody always needs it. So my big note for this week is to give love. Hug somebody. Tell somebody you love them. And as Mama Storm said, y'all have a great week and make some money.
Yes.
And that's the final tone.
You're getting stoned to Setting the Tone Radio.
Look, I get it in, I'm a own man. All the ladies say he's lying, they don't really want to leave him alone. I never follow the crowd, I'm setting my own trends. Baby girl, I'm setting the tone. I'm a trendsetter, 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 trendsetter. I'm a trendsetter.